a good example I'm thinking about for hearts being closed instead of letting go with love. So when Thomas and I got together and got pregnant very quickly, you see, now that I can see clearly after the drama's gone, I can see clearly now that the drama's gone. You know the song. I realize he let go with love with his second ex-wife. And because of my insecurities, jealousy, her inability to let go with love, we all started closing the windows of our heart, the windows of our hearts. One by one. The window to get to know each other on a deeper level. For her and I, and for Thomas and I. The window for me to get to know their kids better goes that one. Slowly opened that one back up. The window to get to know his family better, siblings, parents. All relatives. Close that one. The inability to let go with love, its trickling effects are toxic and contagious. That's why it's important that we learn to let go with love. Because the moment we hold on with jealousy and anger, resentment, frustration, sadness, all these low frequency emotions, the moment we hold on to them for more than 2 seconds, for more than necessary, to let it move through us, it gets stuck in us. And that's the place we start responding to life from. That's the seed we plant inside us that we grow our branches from. And they're not beautiful branches either. There's no flowers blooming. Everything's wilted and ugly and dark and sad. It doesn't have to be dark to be ugly. I'll take that away. but wilted, gloomy. It looks like depression and anxiety and obesity and addiction. And hoarding. That's what it looks like. That's why we need to let go with love. So we can have happiness, gratefulness, appreciation, empathy, understanding, love, love, love. Flowers and more flowers and more flowers and more beautiful smells. More things blooming. More things being created. Creation, imagination, creativity. That's what's born when you let go with love. When you let go with love. When you let go with love. That's what I want. I want that creative tree, that creative mind, that loving mind. That one that grows and blossoms and blooms. That's the mind we all need. That's where things get connected. Synapses, fire, dendrites, connections, activity, neural pathways connecting. The mycelium of the brain connecting, and then we connect with other people through those connections. Connection, connection, connection. Let's grow that love tree. Go with love. And then share that love with everyone. Everything. Every.